Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
At least that's what they say. I feel like I'm having fun, and the time has certainly flown by. Thank you to producer Brian McKeon. He'll put the show together. He is making sure that everything runs smooth. I'm going to be here with you for one more hour. How about that? I get started every single weeknight at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Thank you to everybody locked into the show. I don't care if you're in Alaska, Hawaii, you can be in Calgary, you could be in Montreal, you could be in Toronto, you could be, in Texas, Kansas, Louisville. You could be right here with me in Atlanta. You could be in Boston. You could be in San Diego. Shout outs to my friends in San Diego. You know who you are. Thank you to my folks in Minneapolis and just everywhere, okay? If you ever miss a minute of the show, and it's hilarious, I get it. I got people who listen to the show religiously. They hit me up and they go, "Hey, JR, I missed it. How can I listen?" And I feel like I say it like five times every single show. There's a couple of ways. CBSSportsRadio.com is one way. You can listen on the free Audacy app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Audacy. Just punch in CBS Sports Radio. You can get all 4 hours. Okay? It's very simple. You can hit rewind and you can do it all. But thank you to everybody locked in on your local affiliate, people listening on SiriusXM channel 206. And yeah, smart speakers too. Ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. So we've gone through a lot tonight. It's been a busy couple of days here in the sports world. We started off the show talking about the Major League Baseball trade deadline. I pretty much told you that I don't see anybody. Well, I can see somebody beating the Dodgers, mostly the Astros. But the Dodgers, they're my favorites. I mean, they got Max Scherzer and Trey Turner right now. It's not fair. Not fair at all. To keep things moving in the show, we talked about Carson Wentz. It's crazy. Carson Wentz couldn't get out of the first week of training camp with the Colts, and he's already hurt. Carson Wentz is dealing with a foot issue, a foot injury that might require surgery. This man rolled out to, after a snap, and he did whatever to his foot. They still have to figure out the extent to what he's injured. But they're saying surgery is a possibility. And what an awful way to start off your tenure with your former coach, coordinator, now your head coach in Frank Wright, who also unfortunately is dealing with COVID right now. Not the way that you want to get things started or situated in Indianapolis. Maybe they should call up Nick Foles. Maybe that'll fix things. That might hurt Carson Wentz's feelings, but maybe it might work. We talked about the Lakers and Nets and whether or not their dominance or whether or not having stars concentrated in the big markets is good for the NBA. I say it doesn't matter. People will tune in regardless. It's nice to get some variety like we did recently with Giannis, but come on, people don't care. If LeBron James and the Nets and Durant and all these guys were running around on screens, man, people would be tuned in. I don't care. And now I want to direct your attention to something that people, it seems like there's a lot of people care about in the Northeast. A lot of people care about this up in New England. There's like a love affair with Mac Jones right now. I don't know. Maybe people in Alabama already understand this. Nick Saban certainly understands this. Watching him win a national championship and Mac Jones with a cigar in his mouth, it's just all weird. But we know a couple of things here. Nick Saban has an excellent relationship with Bill Belichick. It's like Nick Saban just says, hey, man, take this guy. Here, take him, take him, take him. And Mac Jones was selected number 15 overall. 6'2", 214 pounds, 225 pounds, it doesn't matter. What matters is this guy is he's a champion. Nobody's going to confuse him with Justin Fields. Nobody's going to confuse him with Trey Lance. I mean, even his own teammates have started to kind of make fun of him and just, you know, just kind of tease him. But the fact is, people love him. He's competing. Is he really competing with Cam Newton for a job? I guess throughout the season he will be. Maybe Cam will go down with an injury. I certainly hope not. Cam has said he's in the best football shape ever, especially dealing with these injuries and these surgeries, the foot, the shoulder, over the past few years. He says he hasn't felt this good really since his MVP season. But Mac Jones he's fresh. He doesn't have injuries. Well, I'm sure he does, but he doesn't have, he hasn't been through the ringer of the NFL. Jonnu Smith, new tight end, coming over from Tennessee. I just told you that they tease Mac Jones, but they also love him. Jonnu Smith was talking about, you know, Mac Jones, even the way he walks. But then he gave him the ultimate compliment. He said he's like everything that you would want in a quarterback. Listen to Jonnu Smith on Mac Jones.
I didn't expect Mac to have the kind of swagger that he got. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I seen him walking on draft day, I was like, oh, it's, you know what I'm saying? But, you know what I mean? But nah, man, I'm just messing with you. But Mac, man, a hell of a guy, man. You know, great energy, you know, just bringing life to the locker room. You know, always laughing, smile on his face. You know what I mean? Loves football. You know what I mean? You can't ask for a better quarterback. You know what I mean?
Oh, good. When is the last time you heard, like, this type of positive energy out of Foxborough? When is the last time that you heard anything joyous coming out of, New England with the Boston Patriots? Let me take a real throwback here. The New England Patriots. It seemed like everything was always tight-lipped and just arduous. It's like there's no fun. Seemingly you're having fun right now, especially for a team that went 7-9 and is trying to right the ship. And we know that they are righting the ship. They brought in a whole lot of talent. I just told you, Cam Newton, 31 years old, is going to be 32, former MVP and Pro Bowler, took the Panthers to the Super Bowl, won a national championship at Auburn. Come on, Heisman. Last year was bad. Last year, it just seemed like the New England Patriots offense was basically, hey, Cam, figure it out. 8 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. That ain't bring me back type numbers, but they brought him back. Why? Because it wasn't his fault. The team was terrible. He fumbled the ball. He turned it over. But he was also honest. And I certainly hope that people give Cam Newton his due. I can't even think about how many people called me last year and said, Cam Newton isn't going to fit in New England. And Bill Belichick isn't going to stand for Cam Newton. And when Cam Newton was 12 years old, he broke a kid's crayon. And when Cam Newton was 8, people just come up with the most ridiculous excuses. Cam Newton is a mature man. Cam Newton does his job. Bill Belichick has praised Cam Newton throughout his entire tenure from the minute that he walked in during a pandemic. I certainly hope that we'll offer that tip of, well, let's just talk about Cam Newton from 15 years ago. Cam Newton had positive words to say about Mac Jones himself. And not only did he have positive words to say about Mac Jones, he also made Mac Jones sound like he was some type of cultural icon. Take a listen.
Oh, man. Cool like the other side of the pillow. You know what I'm saying? You know, you never know when he's really, you know, down on himself. You don't really necessarily know when, you know he's up either. You know what I'm saying? He's real cool. I'm surprised his knowingness of, you know, hip hop music. You know, you catch him in the locker room every time. You know what I'm saying? Quoting some Future, some Baby. You know what I mean? But, you know, those are things that you just got to learn with time. You know, we had an opportunity to meet in the OTAs, but you don't really get it. And then it's still another curve that's going to get during game times. It's good that we get preseason games and things like that. So you'll know these live bullets. So, you know, I'm pretty much here for him, just like Brian is here for him. Just like, and I hope, I know it's reciprocated on all fronts.
That's good. It's an entire love affair. This is, I guess, the opposite of what's going on in, Indianapolis. And people want to talk about how bad of a dude and teammate that Cam Newton is. Brian Hoyer, of course, Brian Hoyer is helping out Mac Jones. Brian Hoyer might as well be a coach at this point. But Cam Newton? They re-signed this guy on a one-year deal, $14 million. They brought in all this additional talent, Nelson Aguilar and Kendrick Bourne. I know N'Keal Harry is crying to leave. Jonnu Smith, you just heard from. Hunter Henry, bringing him in from San Diego. Like, this is a power offense. This is almost built to really fit Cam Newton. Tried to get some protection on the offensive line. I mean, they're trying to turn things around. The New England Patriots had to suffer their first losing season since the year 2000. There are adults walking around who have never seen the Patriots lose until last year. This past season was the first time they didn't win the division since 2008. They've gone to the playoffs for 11 straight years. But this is still a team in transition. Tom Brady's not there. And Cam Newton, he's more than likely, you know, I want to say keeping a seat more. He knows he has to perform. Because if he doesn't, Mac Jones is going to be taking that job. And I'm not prepared to even say that this is a competition. Cam Newton is going to start. But is Cam Newton going to finish? Is Cam Newton going to get that opportunity to see all the way through 17 games? Or is there going to be a little bit of an injury? Is there going to be a nagging issue? Or is Cam Newton going to throw back the clock to 2015? And is Cam Newton going to be Superman? I don't know if I'd go that far. But Mac Jones, with so many people saying positive things about him, Cam Newton saying he's cool and making him sound unflappable, making him sound like a cultural icon. Jonnu Smith saying that he's everything, I guess, personality-wise, that and even his up and down that you would want in a quarterback. Mac Jones spoke as well. This is what he had to say about competing for the job.
We're all competing for a job or whatever, and it's our goal is to win. So I guess they're going to obviously play the best player, and that's going to be whoever it may be, and I'm just here to work. And like you said, I mean, I got to get better. So I'm young, and I know that. and I have to produce on the field and do exactly what I'm supposed to do on each play and fix every problem. So if I can do that, then things will work out.
Oh, man. Is Mac Jones, he has to be old enough to have a drink. Yeah, he's 22 years old. He's going to be 23. Mac Jones still sounds like he's in high school. That's not a bad thing. He doesn't sound weathered. He doesn't sound like life hit him with the life stick yet. Anyone who's of a certain age, you certainly know when life hits you with that stick, man, you sound a little different. But that's good for Mac Jones. There's a phrase for this. What is it? Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed? Bushy-tailed and bright-eyed? You know what the hell I'm saying. And good for him. I just don't believe that time is right now for Mac Jones. The only way that Mac Jones plays this year is if Cam Newton plays extremely poorly or if Cam Newton goes down with an injury. Because I don't think Bill Belichick, and let's be clear, I know Bill Belichick would not draft this man if he didn't have full confidence that he could operate his offense and win him some games. We saw what Mac Jones could do at Alabama. Can that translate over into the NFL? He's not Trey Lance. He's not Justin Fields. He's not Kyler Murray. We're not going to see Mac Jones running all over the damn place. But who the hell knows? What we might see is Mac Jones be efficient. We might see Mac Jones be a freak. This man at Alabama threw for 4,500 yards and 41 touchdowns. Taking over for Tua Tagovailoa, this man threw 14 touchdowns and 3 interceptions. Are we in store for someone who isn't going to be an athletic marvel, but who can just simply get the job done? I'm not prepared to say that. Are we going to look at someone who's Tom Brady? That sure as hell is not the case. But are we looking at a quarterback here who might be one of the last QBs who isn't going to be running around, who isn't a super freak, who isn't a super athlete? Of course, Bill Belichick would have him. From the second that Mac Jones was announced as the Patriots' 15th overall pick, I said, of course. And this is the best place for Mac Jones to be, with the best coach who will get the most out of him. It's kind of scary. But I don't think Mac Jones will get that opportunity this year. For as much as Cam Newton wants to heap praise on him, for as much as, you know, Jonnu Smith wants to heap praise for all of the positive words that we hear, the only way that we see Mac Jones this year is if Cam Newton fails. But I'll tell you this, Cam Newton might have success. He better be competitive in the playoffs, because otherwise, I'm sorry, Cam Newton is just going to be on borrowed time. This is Mac Jones' job to eventually win. You don't select a quarterback at number 15 just to have him sit on the bench. And Cam Newton knows this. Cam knows he has to play at a high level. He knows that the Patriots have to compete at a high level just so he can stick around and have a job. So for all of the nice words that we're hearing about Mac Jones from Cam Newton himself and Jonnu Smith and others in the organization, how long until we realistically see Mac Jones? Man, you better pray for, or please don't pray for an injury. But it might be an injury, or it might be way too many turnovers. To be honest, I wouldn't be surprised if we saw Mac Jones midway through the season. I also wouldn't be surprised if we really, really didn't see Mac Jones at all this year. I think both can really come true. I think both are realities. What do you think? The phone lines are open. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. It just sounds like there's a love affair in Boston, in New England, with Mac Jones. Jonnu Smith loves him. Even the man he's competing against, quote-unquote, for the quarterback position, Cam Newton is heaping praise on Mac Jones. Do you think we'll even see this guy play this year? Do you think Mac Jones will play meaningful football? I'm not so sure. I think Cam Newton, I think he might hold things down. I think the only way we see Mac is if Cam gets hurt. Your calls when we come back, 855-212-4CBS. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, thank you to everybody who's been listening since day one. Yeah, I didn't just pop up here on the radio. 83 million people have watched me at one point or another on YouTube. And so, yeah, I come from online, but I'm here with you, making it over to TV and radio. Thank you so much. The phone lines are open, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You just heard some amazing words. If you weren't with us prior to the break, you heard amazing words, positive words, about Mac Jones, from Jonnu Smith, from Cam Newton. They're talking about this guy like, not that he's the next coming, but they love him. They really, really love him. Damn it, you can love him, but that doesn't mean he's going to be sticking around forever. You can love him, that doesn't mean he's going to be the starting quarterback. But the fact that Bill Belichick took him at number 15 overall out of Alabama says enough for me. But having said that, everybody can love him. The only way we see him this year, I mean like really contributing on a potential full-time basis, is if Cam gets hurt. And even with the turnovers, you might see him for a spell. I'd be surprised, barring injury, if we just really see Mac Jones out there. Do you think we see this man? When is it realistic? Like, do you think we'll see him play this year? How long until we realistically see Mac Jones out on the football field? Everybody could love him in training camp. Do you gonna trust him in a regular season right now? Daniel is calling from South Carolina. Daniel, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how are you doing?
I'm very good.
I just wanted to say, first off, I agree with you that if Mac Jones is going to play meaningful time, if he's going to play a large number of games, it's going to mostly depend on Cam's health. But I do want to say that a lot of it also depends on something else. New England's division is a lot more competitive than it was last year. They managed to win a lot of games despite their record that they might not win next year. And I think that a lot of, you know, we're judging Cam based on how far he can go in the playoffs and all of that. I don't think it's really that simple. They have Mac Jones for 4 years at the very least if they decline the fifth-year option, right? If they feel that he's ready or he's not ready, they have the luxury of being able to absorb that. So a lot of our judging of Cam and his abilities based on how far they go in the playoffs, I think is a little off.
No rush. I don't think it's how far he goes into the playoffs. The reality is these New England Patriots, they ain't winning no Super Bowl. But the fact is, I think that they can max out with a wild card spot. And I think that might be a saving grace for Cam Newton. That might buy him another year. That might buy him time. Or at the same time, he's on a 1 year deal. It might buy him a spot out of town. I mean, here are facts. We saw Alex Smith. It wasn't like he was done or washed up, but they had this dude named Patrick Mahomes. He came out and just won an MVP in his first year and threw 50 touchdowns. Am I predicting that for Mac Jones whenever he plays? Hell no. I don't think anybody can predict that. But, you know, I just know that Cam Newton, to secure this job, he doesn't just have to ball out for this regular season. He has to have some success.
I agree with you 100%.
Okay.
I guess the point that I'm trying to make is that a lot of people, not necessarily the coaching staff in the organization, are going to judge Cam by how far the Patriots go. And the thing that I would say to those people is there's a lot of what happened last year that was, like you said, Tom Brady wasn't there. There's a lot of transition that goes on. And a lot of Cam's value wasn't in passing, it was in rushing. And I mean, I get that. But it's not necessarily the win or loss record that's going to do him in or help him out. We all know he's not the long-term guy that they're going to have. That's Mac Jones. But when it comes to evaluating how successful Cam Newton is going to be for them this year and beyond, maybe the next year or whatever it is, it's not necessarily going to be win or loss. They're trying to see how the offense runs, and they're going to evaluate how much better the division has gotten, because they managed to get a lot of wins last year in their division that they might not get this year. The division's gotten pretty good. That's all.
Well, thank you, Daniel. Well, they had 7 wins last year. I don't know. I think the Patriots want to win games. They didn't pay for all of this talent, all of these free agents, just to kind of be okay. They want to win. Jay is here from Detroit. Jay, you on CBS Sports Radio. Do you think we'll see Mac Jones this year?
I think we'll probably see him here and there, but you're going to have to ride with Cam. I mean, it's all in the first 6 games. If they can go like 4-2 or 3-3, depending on which games it is and how far they are in the hunt, you're going to have to go with Cam. But Cam seems like a nice guy. Like, he's not trying to tarnish the young guy. He might be trying to help him along and be good for the organization for the future. So I don't know what's going on behind the scenes, but Cam seems like he would do like Michael Vick did when he was over in Philly. Like, say the right things, be supportive, and know he's going to get his time. I mean, look at Kansas City. They got Chad Henning as the backup, you know. So Cam knows if he stays healthy, somebody will pick him up, because he can still score, he can still play. But the future, I don't think Belichick will throw that guy in there and lose him, because this is, I mean, they get bigger and bigger every year, and the hits are harder. But, you know, time will tell, but I ride with Cam, so I got to support my man. But Belichick knows what he's doing.
Okay, and no doubt about that, Jay. Thank you for calling from Detroit. Maybe Tom Brady would disagree with you. Tom Brady's just like, oh, you tried to get rid of me for Garoppolo. You don't know what you're doing. And then he won him another Super Bowl, and then he left. I mean, you might have one guy who disagrees with that, but I do believe that we'll see Mac maybe in a spell, and maybe it will come via injury. But we hear a lot of things in training camp. It's best shape ever. Well, Cam has been hurt. We've seen it with his shoulder. We've seen it with his foot. I mean, last year he joined the Patriots after dealing with COVID. It's tough. Ain't nothing easy. And so I certainly wish him nothing but the best. I'd love to see Cam Newton, you know, return to form and be one of the top 10 quarterbacks. And, I mean, this dude was an MVP. I know 6 years ago seems like a long-ass time. To a lot of people, it is. Cam was balling out. Mac Jones, I think, will get his time. I just don't think it'll be this year unless Cam goes down. And I certainly hope that's not the case. It's an interesting scenario, but that's football. That's just how it goes. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. You know, speaking of injuries, this is not an injury, but we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to have a conversation with Scott Coker. He is the president of Bellator. There is a huge fight that's going to go down at the Forum in Inglewood for my folks in Los Angeles. It's going to go down Saturday night. This is one of the biggest MMA fights so far this year. Man, I'm going to talk to Scott Coker about it. You can find out about it as well.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Man, amongst all of the sports that we have going on right now, if you're into the fight game like me, Bellator 263, it's getting ready to go down Saturday night at the Forum in Inglewood. All of my people in Los Angeles need to get out there. And we're being joined right now by the president of Bellator, Scott Coker. Man, you got a big card ahead of you, Scott. What's going on?
Man, I tell you, I'm so proud to have this fight be the, you know, the finals of our 16-man tournament. These guys fought for the last 18 months to get to this point. And now it's, you know, the best man in the cage, and the winner goes home with a $1 million bonus check. So a lot riding on the line. These guys, as you can tell yesterday from that press conference, that was crazy. These guys don't like each other, man. It's going to be a war out there.
Absolutely. Patricio Pitbull, AJ McKee, undefeated, going out there for that featherweight title fight. Yeah, I saw you had to get in between the two of them just to kind of keep them at bay. People were talking about beating people up in front of family and their kids and dad, and it's pretty tough right now.
Yeah, I tell you, you know what? This is what I tell them. I always tell them, look, no one's getting paid today, boys. You know, like the fight's on Saturday. Don't fight for free. And then they all come down, and then Pitbull went crazy, and he just laughed. And all I know is that these guys, I don't want to get hurt. I mean, they got a big fight on Saturday night. It's like, come on, boys, let's calm this thing down. But it just shows you how much passion they have and how intense this fight is. And, you know, this is the finals, a lot of money riding on the line. So, you know, it's the pressure cooker is now starting to bake. And so let's see who stays calm under pressure.
Bellator 263 is going down at the Forum on Showtime tomorrow night. We're here with President of Bellator, Scott Coker. Man, you talk about that $1 million being on the line, and we know Patricio is one of the best fighters in the world. We know AJ is on the come up. He's still undefeated. I think he's 17-0 at this point. For anyone who hasn't been to a Bellator event, for anyone who hasn't watched on Showtime, what can we expect between these two fighters?
Yeah, I mean, listen, this is going to be a war. I personally think the styles make fights, and these guys have everything, meaning that they have a good ground game, they have a good striking game, they got a good jiu-jitsu game, they have good transitional fighting. So it's a young rising star in AJ, who basically grew up in Bellator. And think about this statistic: when I signed AJ in 2015, Pitbull was the champ, and he's been the champ for this long. So you're talking about a guy that's had this crazy reign of victories and just taking people out and just being dominant in this weight class. But AJ is that rising star. And another thing, I talk to fighters, managers, talk to different friends of mine that are promoters, and I say, who's going to win? I want to hear what they have to say. And they always said, you know, and it really comes down to 50% of them say, I just don't know what Pitbull's going to do to AJ, because he's long, he could grapple, he could strike, he's going to have the youth on his side. And then the other 50% said, well, what's AJ going to do when he runs into that power, right? So it's really a 50-50 vote, and it's been very close out there.
This is probably one of the biggest cards that Bellator has ever put on, man. What can we look forward to the rest of this year, man? I got to get out to these fights.
Oh, yeah, you got to come out, because I feel like this is the relaunch of Bellator. And what I mean by that is we've been doing fights in a closed environment at the Mohegan Sun with no audience, but this is the first time we've had real fans come to the building that wasn't like you could only have 10% capacity or 15% capacity. And, you know, I always feel like sports needs fans. It's the oxygen of sports, right? And the fans can make a difference of the outcome, I believe. And so to me, you know, this is the relaunch, and then we have a fight coming up in the Mohegan Sun with Gegard Mousasi against John Salter. And then we have another fight in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, coming up with Chuck Congo versus Karatanov. And then we're on the road. Then we go to London. We have the London fights. We have a fight in that's MVP versus Douglas Lima, by the way, which is going to be off the hook, man. And we went on sale today in London, and it's probably, you know, 10x what we normally do. So people are really pumped up there. And then we go to Moscow. We're going to Russia to have our friend Fedor fight. And we announced a couple fights over there today. And it's, you know, and then we're going to continue traveling around the world and come back to America probably with a Chris Cyborg fight sometime in October, November. So we got a lot going on, man. A lot of big fights.
I love it. Well, Scott, I appreciate you taking the time to join us, president of Bellator. I encourage anybody, if you're in Los Angeles, get out to the Forum. If you're not, make sure you watch on Showtime, Bellator 263, Patricio Pitbull, AJ McKee. Scott, thank you for taking the time to hop on, man. You've been listening to the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, I'm just happy that I get a chance to watch some fights. This is actually going to be an awesome fight. These guys, I don't know if you saw the press conference. He's like, I'm going to beat you up in front of your family. He's like, I'm going to beat you up in front of your dad. The guy's like, oh, but Pitbull is like, oh, don't talk about my son. He's like, don't talk about my dad. And And McKee snatched his belt, and then Pitbull walks off the stage and slaps stuff out the way, and then they want to fight. It's classic stuff. Now, I'm cool. I'm going to be tuned in. I'm going to be watching on Showtime. I was in Los Angeles a couple of weeks ago. I mean, if I was there tomorrow night, I would certainly be watching. And there's a whole lot to get into just over the weekend. I'll be tuned in and locked into all of the baseball. I'll be locked into the Olympics. Speaking of the Olympics, Team USA is going to be in action. Actually, a few hours from now, about 6 hours from now, Team USA is going to be taking on the Czech Republic. I don't know if they'll have the same luck that they had against Iran, where they basically doubled up on them. Let's see if Team USA basketball can get on track. I want to ask our producer here working with us tonight, Brian McKeon. Hey, Brian, thank you for the good job tonight. Question for you, is there anything that you look forward to sports-wise over the weekend?
Sports-wise, I'm a baseball nut, so I'm looking forward to the debuts of guys on their new teams. Because, I mean, the Dodgers pretty much have a super team now. They are the new super team. I mean, to see a middle infield of Corey Seager and Trey Turner, that's intoxicating to me as a baseball fan. And overall, at the end of the year coming up, I mean, the Dodgers, I know you said earlier, it looks like they're on a clear path to the World Series, but let's not forget how entertaining of a setup we're on for the NL playoffs, right? Like, you're going to have three teams out of the NL West and the Dodgers, Giants, and Padres competing. You're going to have the Milwaukee Brewers with that unbelievable pitching staff and bullpen, and then you're going to have the New York Mets, who have been, like, sneaky good all year with their rotation and stuff. So, I mean, we have an unbelievably entertaining last 2 months of the MLB season. And JR, the thing that gets me is, think about where we were a year ago when it came to sports. And now just the amount of stuff that we have going on, it truly is intoxicating.
Oh, yeah. Last year, I mean, we barely knew what was going to get started, where it was going to get started. In the case of Major League Baseball, we had no idea whether or not they were going to agree upon how many games they were going to play, and they ended up giving us 60. So, you know, this is an interesting time of the year. Obviously, the NBA had its season pushed back, finals pushed back, the draft pushed back, free agency pushed back, the Olympics pushed back an entire year. It wasn't even a few days prior to the Olympics taking place that we knew that was going to happen, as unfortunately COVID cases rising in Tokyo, and as they have a state of emergency. They are operating the Olympics in a state of emergency in Tokyo. And as you just laid out, you have the trade deadline, and baseball is going on, and training camp. So if you're a sports fan, this is the jackpot. I mean, and over the past several days, we've also seen things go crazy just with the SEC, as Texas and Oklahoma, as they make their way over. And also, it was only a month ago, the beginning of this month, that we've had just college athletes be able to make money off of their name, their image, and their likeness. And so, yes, it's a crazy thing to think about, not necessarily, you know, just where we were a year ago, but this month has been a wild month just in the world of sports. Everything that I just named took place in the month of July. College athletes being able to make money, advertising, marketing, sponsorship deals, NBA draft, NFL training camp, NBA championship, MLB trade deadline, the Olympics, it's SEC, it's college. It's just a lot going on. And so let's see. I mean, as we kind of roll to August, and that's the next time I'll be speaking with you here on CBS Sports Radio, Monday the 2nd, we'll have the start of NBA free agency. Training camps will still go on. Major League Baseball teams will try to beat each other up and take leads in their respective divisions. Sports is going to continue to roll on, folks. I'm just happy, as Brian said, that, damn it, that we have sports. It's been a wild year, and here we go. I mean, unfortunately, we still see COVID in instances, and Lamar Jackson and Frank Reich, it's still out here. So whatever you do, wherever you're at, be careful with every choice that you decide to make. But you got choices, and I know you do. And I appreciate you hanging out here with me tonight. You know, do this every single weeknight, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you're in New York City tomorrow, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, you can catch me on WFAN New York City every single Saturday. Okay? Here's the deal. You can also catch me here, as you know, every single weeknight. So I'll be talking about the trade deadline and talking about your favorite team. I'll be talking about the NBA and free agency. Let's see if we have any other big moves. Brian, thank you so much for your work tonight.
Of course, man.
No doubt about it. So it's about time for the JR Sport Brief show to close up. It's time for me to be a wrap. If you want to give me a holler, you know the deal in this situation. I am on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. All of my social media. It's real simple. It is at JR Sport Brief. WFAN tomorrow. I'll be back with you here on CBS Sports Radio on Monday. All right? You've been listening to the JR Sport Brief show right here on CBS Sports Radio. Now I'm gone.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.